Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Last weekend, we spoke with two guests who were telling us about what had happened in Atlantic Canada. In fact, it was still going on when we spoke with them, and it was Fiona. And what Fiona did to the Atlantic provinces was devastating. In a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Nadine Osmond from Port-au-Basque. She was with us last Sunday. But to get us started, and he was with us as well last Sunday, Gordon MacDonald, District 1 Councillor, he's in North Sydney. And Councillor MacDonald is a member of the CBRM, that's the Cape Breton Regional Municipality. Gordon, thank you very much for taking time to join us today. Did you have a better sense now of the damage that, well, I should ask you, first of all, how are you? How's your community? And do you have a better sense of the damage done by Fiona?
Hi, Roy, and thanks for having me again, and, you know, look forward to the update. But our sense of community, you know, I'm very proud of my community, considering the devastation that this community has endured over the last 9 days. To say they came together is an understatement. People were hungry, cold, in the dark. People are still in the dark. Most of us just got our power back after day 7. People are still struggling today. Having said that, over the course of the last 7 to 10 days, many thousands of people have been fed by volunteers who came together, delivered meals to their homes, went out, cut trees off of their homes, got people out of their homes, cleaned up their driveways, and we're starting to see a light at the end of the tunnel, right? So, you know, that's where we're at today.
The best of human nature, right? People do step up. In the worst of circumstances, some people will always step up and go above and beyond to make sure that they contribute to the people and the communities they live in. And that's so encouraging to know that these people are there. Give us a sense, if you can, you know, you talked about 7 days without power, Gordon. Most people, if the power goes out for 5 minutes, are saying, hey, when's this thing going to come back? We've all experienced that. But 7 days, with all of the devastation around you at the same time, speak to us, please, about what did your community suffer? What did you lose?
Well, we all lost our food. The majority of us lost our food. Those with generators, you know, some of them lost their food because we couldn't get fuel. We had no power. The gas stations were all shut down. So that was difficult. So that's what the majority of us did lose our food. Our government stepping up to make some funding to relieve us on some of that. We lost on the coastal areas. We lost a sense of security that probably, you know, that we haven't felt before because of how violent this weather situation was. And I'm sure the next guest will talk to you about that in a bigger capacity than the devastation we had on our end. But in all that loss and after 7 days, no power, people were getting, I think they were starting to get fearful of what's to come, but having the community come together the way they have, I'm not kidding. We had senior citizens' buildings that were in the dark, had no backup generators. They were hungry. All their food went bad. And they were making calls to myself as counselor and to other people in the community. And they stepped up, and nobody went hungry. And we had no loss of life here, Roy. And that is commendable in every which way you can look at it.
So, yes.
In the end, we are very happy that, you know, we made it through.
Yeah. Has your state of emergency been lifted?
No, actually, we reinstated the state of emergency on Saturday morning, or just renewed it, simply because we still have many areas that equipment that's traveling through, and we need to be able to keep people away from the work crews and in here. You know, we got to make sure that the power companies are able to do their job without being restricted. So we wanted to make sure that the people that are on the ground still had the greatest opportunity to be able to perform that work without being impeded by the little things that can cause delays. So, and we thought that was important. And Roy, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the thousands and thousands of people from around the country, the Maritimes, the Hydro Quebec, Hydro New Brunswick, Maine, all across the region have sent people in here to get us back up and running and restore some normalcy here. And the amount of work that they've done is amazing. And the military, the Canadian Armed Forces coming in and to help people get out of their homes and to remove the trees from the wires and, to assist in home checks and those kind of things was insurmountable. We just secured the more Canadian Armed Forces to be able to come in and help people at no cost to them to be able to remove trees off of their homes. And these trees, Roy, are 70 feet high. Some of them are 5-6 feet in diameter.
Oh, wow.
And it's a monumental task to be able to do this. And we weren't sure how we were going to be able to get the residents some kind of security that they could get these trees off of their homes. But our member of parliament, Mike Calloway, and Mayor Amanda McDougall worked frivolously to get some support from the federal government. And we just heard today that we're going to have that. And that gave people a lot more hope than they had just the other day.
Yeah. If people want to step up and provide some financial assistance or some assistance, is there a way to do it if people want to, get involved with CBRM?
Absolutely. Salvation Army has been... these people are true heroes. As a fairly new counselor in my second year, see the amount of food and support that they've been able to bring here to the island. I can't say enough about them. And anybody that's listening that want to put some donations towards CBRM, you can do that through the Salvation Army. Greatly appreciate it.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.